I've had a major heart attack. I've been told by my doctor that I'm not supposed to go back to work yet.
I'm afraid you must continue to look for work, or your benefit payments will be frozen.
There must be some mistake.
If you've been deemed fit for work, your only option is Job Seeker's Allowance.
Well, I want to appeal.
You have to apply online, sir.
I was a carpenter. I've never been anywhere near a computer.
So you need to run the mouse up the screen.
No.
Not now? No, not like that.
I'm just going round in circles.
That was the trailer for Ken Loach's 2016 film, I, Daniel Blake. On Wednesday, the Rochester Institute of Technology hosted a community screening of the film, followed by a panel discussion as part of an event called Let's Talk About Class. The event brought together filmmakers, academics, and activists who discussed the movie and compared the UK's class system to that of the United States. Panelist Vincent Saravallo co-organizes the Rochester Labor Film Series and has been teaching sociology at RIT since 1998. His main areas are the sociology of work, social class, and social inequality.
At the end of the movie, he says, "I am not a shirker," and this is another parallel here with the U.S. is that the support systems are based on the notion of the dogma of work, that work is the solution. And if you're not seeking work and gainfully employed, you're a slacker here or a shirker in Great Britain.
Stevie Vargas is a community organizer with Citizen Action of New York. She's organized campaigns to end the school-to-prison pipeline and address mass incarceration by building the power of affected communities.
I don't know if any of you heard or saw footage of an incident in New York City in a welfare building where the welfare building was crowded, and there was no seating available, and there was a young black woman with her infant child, and she took a seat on the floor. And because she took a seat on the floor to rest, because she was tired and exhausted, she had the cops called on her. About 10 police officers piled on top of her with her infant child and proceeded to rip her child from her arms, pulling on the baby's neck. So that's what I mean when I say that this was a very nice portrayal of a very cruel system that is working just as it's intended to work.
Ashley Gant has worked in the social justice movements within Rochester and New York State for the last 10 years. She's currently the Genesee Valley organizer for the ACLU and continues to work with families who are directly impacted by poverty, homelessness, and mass incarceration.
When we think about something as simple as an ID, in order to get services at DHS, you need a New York State ID. And the access for folks returning home just to get those IDs sometimes seem insurmountable. And I think just to hold that up and to have us think about that, what it means for people to get $30 to pay for their birth certificate to be able to prove and go to DMV and get an ID, it's just very difficult. And we're talking about not lack of resources, but no resources for some folks.
Elisabetta Sanino Diamanda is a filmmaker and actor, as well as a principal lecturer of Italian at RIT. At Wednesday's panel, she discussed class and inequality within the university.
What has been shifting the reality is that we're getting more and more tenured people. And there is a growth of visiting lecturer, visiting professor. So there is already these disposable people at the bottom. And then there is us kind of half disposable, because one of my colleagues just signed a contract. She is a 5-year contract with like me, but basically they made her sign the contract for the next 5 years on the third year. So in reality, shortening the second year, shortening to 7 years instead of 10 that she should be secured. So
Wednesday's event, Let's Talk About Class, was organized by Mara Ahmed, Johan Buchwald, and Elisabetta Sanino Diamanda. The full audio of the panel will be available on Reclaiming the Narrative SoundCloud. If you missed Wednesday's event, screenings of two other Ken Loach films are coming up in November. The Dryden Theater will screen Versus, The Life and Films of Ken Loach, on Friday, November 8th at 7:30. and Loach's most recent film, Sorry We Missed You, will be shown at the Dryden Theater the following Friday, November 15th, as part of the Labor Film Series. For Reclaiming the Narrative, I'm Daniela Veras with Jolie Mahan.